flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love my Minnesota Fair fans. I tell you, they are here. They are helping out with the show. We are interacting. If y'all ain't here, I'm telling y'all, you're missing it. Get on in the car. Fight the traffic. Fight the crowd. There's no other place in the world like the Minnesota State Fair. So you want to get here. Now, I have to tell you, bring your money. Bring your money, because there's a couple of free things to do, and your kids are not going to want to do any of them. They're going to want to do all the stuff that costs money. And I have to tell you, the budget that I had for the fair, we blew through that. We blew through that yesterday. Right now, we're using college savings. I told them they're going to have to pick up a trade. They're going to have to go to vocational school or something, because the college money is going to be gone by the end of the fair in September, because we've already shot our wad. It's done. It's over. There's nothing else I have financially for my children. So when this fair is over, we still got school supplies to buy. We still have to get ready with backpacks and folders and new shoes and clothes and all that good stuff. And so I've got to find a way to save some money. So I'm looking at my expenses, right? And I'm like, okay, this is not going to change. That's not going to change. And I was like, this energy bill, my Xcel energy bill, every month, it is just one of the most expensive items on the list of bills that I have to pay. And I thought, I don't have a way to get this down. The kids need lights. The refrigerator's got to run. I got 4 kids. I've got to run that washing machine. I'm not going to go back to washing by hand. How in the world am I going to save on my electric bill, on my utility bill? Again, because it's one of the most expensive bills outside of the mortgage that I have. Sometimes it costs more to heat up the house and use the lights and use the AC than my car note and insurance combined. So I heard about something. I want y'all to know about it. My friend Kevin Berger told me about it. She said it's easy to do. It's easy to use. And so I said, you know what? It's people at the fair. They're going to want to save money. Let me call over here to my friend Adam Powers. He is going to tell me all about it. Adam, thank you so much. It's Adam's first time at the State Fair, y'all. He is a Minnesota State Fair virgin. It is his first time. And I'm so happy that you are hanging out here with me on the porch.
Thank you. It's wonderful being here with you.
Now, Adam, you are the Community Solar Group Manager for Clean Choice Energy. Now, for some people, they have no idea what Clean Choice Energy is, but they and me, we're going to find out all about this today, because we're going to save some money on that electric bill.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, Clean Choice Energy, we make it easy to have an impact with renewable energy. That's both wind and solar. But, what I'm here for is the solar product we serve, which does help you save on your electric bill every month. We serve 30 different solar farms, solar projects. You may have heard them as solar gardens. I've heard them as solar fields, solar meadows, but they're just giant projects on some farmlands, on some roofs, that you can easily subscribe to, sign up, and you reduce your electric bill every month, just as if you had rooftop solar panels on your own home, except You don't have to have your own home. You don't have to have your own roof. You could be a renter. You, as long as you get your own Xcel energy bill, you have the power to choose.
Okay, so that's the thing, you know, because I was thinking, I don't know if I want to do the solar panels on the roof. I was telling somebody else about it, and they were like, well, I don't own the home. I'm renting the home. One of my friends in Cottage Grove just moved into a brand new rental property. But you don't have to own the house. You don't have to put the panels on the roof. So how does this work?
That's exactly right. I'm trying to think of the amount of people in America that can't get solar on their roof is something like 75% of Americans today. And that's why community solar is the way we can all help create a solar-powered future that saves you money and saves the world.
Okay, and a lot of people are trying to be more energy conscious. How does this help?
Yeah, I understand that. I'm one of those people that's trying to get the more efficient appliances and trying to get the smart plugs and the smart thermostats. How we use energy, that's great. Using it more efficiently, smarter, is a perfect way to find some savings here and there. But another way is to change the source.
Yes.
Change the source of where our power is coming from and replenishing the electric grid.
And that's so important, because with this community solar, there's no home visits, no new equipment, no construction or maintenance. Like you said, you don't have to even own your own home to be a member in this solar farm. Renters can enroll and save too. And you know, we start talking about community solar. And the one thing about the Great Minnesota Get Together, it's a community. People are sitting next to each other. They're talking. They might not have known each other, but they're bonding over Sweet Martha cookies. You know, they're bonding over, you know, their shared love of the Prado pubs. This is the fair. Everybody's coming together. And so these community solar farms, are they located right here in Minnesota?
Yeah, over 30 different solar farms are located in counties from Hennepin, Nicolet, Sibley, Watonawan, Stearns, across the state on folks' farmland, on some different roofs. And that's helping the farmers grow a different kind of cash crop, you know, harvesting the power of the sun, generating electricity, and replenishing that back to the grid, cleaner sources of electricity that helps us move off of dirtier fuels that pollute neighborhoods nearby, as well as disrupt our climate. So it's an easy way, an affordable way, to have an impact on the world and on your electric bill.
Okay, now let's talk about that, because folks want to know, what is the impact? Is it worth it? What are we talking about in numbers here? Folks want to know dollar amounts. How much am I going to save every month if I do this? Is it worth making a change?
Absolutely. Because energy changes based on how much energy.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We got somebody in the audience. Ooh. Hold on. Hold on, Adam. I don't mean to cut you off.
Let's go.
Okay, sir. Tell me your name.
Luke.
All right, Luke. What city do you live in?
Prior Lake.
All right, Luke is in Prior Lake. Y'all say hey to Luke in Prior Lake. Hey, Kelly. Okay, Luke, you said Luke was getting ready to leave, and he whispered to me while I was live on the air, because he acted like I ain't doing my job. He was like, it's worth it. Okay, Luke, tell me why it's worth it. You have solar?
Yes, we have solar. We've had solar for 9 months now, hooked up, and we're at normally between $100 to $300 in savings per month off of our energy bill.
Okay, wait a minute, because you just made me cringe and made my toes tingle. Did you say you're saving $100 to $300 a month in your bill because you, in your electric bill? I'm about to kiss you. You don't even know it. I'm about to tongue kiss you.
We sell back. So we have 110% on our house. So it's over 100% energy. So basically, we have overage every month. And we're selling back the overage to the company, to Xcel Energy.
Okay. Now, what made you decide, I'm going to try something different? Because, you know, we complain about how high the energy bill is, but we keep paying the bill and we don't do anything different. What made you decide, this is the day I'm going to do solar, and I'm going to save this money?
We had a company come through our neighborhood, and we ended up signing up for it. They ended up doing a Pernopsis, which is a... which is basically like they showed you what your shade is and what you can do on the top of your home. After that, it was all self all self-explanatory, and then they hooked it up about 8 months later, and then everything was done.
Well, I sure appreciate you sharing that experience with us, Luke from Proud Light. Give me a high five. Thank you for joining the Shaletta Show. Give Luke a round of applause. All right.
That was such a great
That's the example. Kind of cool stuff you get at the fair. People just jump in the show. I did it. He did that solar. And that's the thing, Adam, is we complain about it. The bill is high, and I hate paying it, but then we don't want to do something different. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I'm going to ask you how people can sign up, because I've got a couple of DMs in here from people who say, well, where can I go? What can I do? Is there a sign-on fee? Is there a membership cost? We're going to talk about all that with Adam Powers from Community Solar next. Hey, how we're rolling is we're hanging out at the Minnesota State Fair. We've been talking about community solar. Adam Powers has been joining us. He's here live on the porch. A Minnesota State Fair newbie. It's his first time. Hey, Kia Boyd is coming up. Got her kids out here. She's going to be joining me in just a minute. But Adam, you know, we were talking to somebody in the audience who said, you know, solar is the way to go. Talked about the hundreds of dollars he saves every month by going solar on his Xcel energy bill. Folks are in my DMs right now because you can't tell a parent at back to school time that they can save a couple hundred dollars a month without telling us how. We've been talking about the benefits and all this other stuff. That's all great. The environment, that's all great. But when you start telling me I could save a couple hundred dollars a month, now you're speaking my language. How do folks sign up? How do they get more information?
Well, go to our website at it's at Clean Choice Energy, and you'll find Community Solar. I'm so grateful to folks like Luke who have who go through the process of getting solar installed on the roof, because I know it takes a lot of time and it can take a lot of money and upfront effort as well. I think the average amount of time is about 3 months
It
could take to get solar installed on your roof. And so we want to make it easy to power a solar world. So to sign up for Community Solar takes 3 minutes, not 3 months.
Yes, and you made it easy enough that we do want to switch. You've made it easy enough so it's available to us. And what we want is those savings. So if you go to the website, tell me the website again.
It was cleanchoiceenergy.com.
Cleanchoiceenergy.com. And on the header, there's a section that says Community Solar, right?
That's right.
And you drop down. Do you apply online? Is it going to give you a live chat? What happens after that?
We want to make it as easy as possible. So online, live chat, and we have someone you could speak to as well at a number of times so that you can make sure, you know, this is the clean choice that's right for you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is awesome. And I always want to let parents know, especially when we're back to school time, we're spending money on shoes and books and clothes and backpacks. We're at the fair. We're buying buckets of cookies and buying ride tickets and making sure that we've got everything on a stick for our kids. You know, if we can find a way to save some money, I want to make sure that they know that that is available. So thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for being here and being a part of the program. Y'all give it up for Adam. Yes, with Clean Choice Energy, that community solar program is where it's at. Saves you a couple hundred dollars a month. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And welcome to the Minnesota State Fair. Where are you going next? What are you going to eat?
Fried cheese curds.
Fried cheese curds. Okay, you have to come back and let me know if you enjoyed them.